Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mauna.
It's your boy.
Born in business for G's. I've been neglected as a young C. Being free from prison thoughts was my fantasy. Crooked visions of being broke got me paranoid. Back in the days, it was haze that I can't afford. So now I'm moving weight state to state. I pray to God every time that I'm not too late. Please forgive me for my wicked ways. I know I'm sinning, trying to sell another brick today. In the beginning, nothing changed since the last time I got sent to the pen just because I caught a fast dime. A Casanova is my alias, and I've been spitting this thug shit with real niggas ever since. What can I do when it falls down? I'm feeling trouble, and tell me who to call now. I'm seeing double, some merciful for my homies who getting paper. I'll do it right so I can see you later. Later.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
I see you made it through hell, and I can tell that you living well. Caught up for crack sales, but you still made bail. Only a coward wouldn't stack a dollar, so homie, follow my lead so you can hustle proper. No more flossing your juice and making pots by the school. It's 09, little nigga, follow the rules. Be prepared for the darkest side of the street life. You don't got the heart to ride, nigga, keep tight. Don't be afraid, because you started at an early age. This type of life will leave you sleeping in the dirty cage. And mama said, be a man if I take that chance. I can't believe I climbed them steps when she made that rap. Still focused on this world peace. I gotta eat, so I turn to these cold streets. I get drunk, holla, B-Funk. Love it with my homies on the grind, so I give them what they want.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
Yep. Mallet in the behind him. Yeah.
Yeah, the one that's beating on that little black rat.
Yeah.
I want that motherfucker, man. I want one so bad.
A black rat?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm not Malcolm. Oh, man.
Wow. Hey, man, why you gotta bring that dog into it?
Exactly. That's your point.
I'm getting baby Malcolm. He's gonna be living with me for a little bit.
Yeah. All
right.
He's leaving Brad, man, so.
Right. You make it sound like you're leaving him for sure, Jesus.
He is.
You're just holding on to him. You know you can fucking take him away from Brad.
I ain't gonna let that motherfucker take him back either. I'm gonna keep that bitch.
He's gonna fight him, bro. He's gonna sweep the leg.
sweep the leg. All right, so we're just gonna talk about anthologies and then EDH.
He sounds so fucking enthusiastic.
Welcome back to Cardboard Crack House, motherfucking degenerates. This is Earl Grey.
This Black Anthony.
This is Erebos.
And of course we got. Dun dun dun, Danny.
Yeah. What's up, everybody?
Hey,
long time listener.
Hey, he's actually talking. Look.
Oh God, don't start with that shit.
I have to, man. Jesus, man.
So, hey, it's better fat and nasty.
What?
He's on. Hey, if I put a drumstick in front of his mouth, man, he'd go to town.
Of course, that defeats the purpose of him getting to talk. You just hear like that one night. Remember? We was watching a movie. We were watching a show, and we were just chilling.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like I'm on the bed. We got two people over here. One, like and fucking all of a sudden, it's quiet. It's quiet. We're watching a show. All of a sudden.
Damn.
And we were like, what the fuck? And I had to catch the dude that was over here. He looked at him. He had the almost horrified look on his face.
Like, what the fuck?
He's going
like,
what the
fuck was that? So I'm hungry.
Oh, he was
hell
hungry.
Hell yeah, man.
Was fucking...
Fuck.
It's like, gotta have a fucking Nazi concentration camp and fucking eat in a year.
Damn, man. Why you gotta bring up the concentration camp?
Because if I don't, no one else will. Those were real, man.
Hey, some people say the earth is flat.
Yeah. Still.
Dumbass
people. I'd say some shit about Hitler right now, but it'd be somebody like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking racist.
Disclaimer, we are not racist.
Disclaimer, I am a racist.
No, disclaimer, hey. This is all jokes. No one feels this way.
Okay, I have
hate
to
everybody
put that
equally.
Out there. It's like,
hate everybody.
Yeah, he hate everyone equally.
We will say shit here that will offend somebody. If we offend you, this is not the right podcast for you to listen to.
No, not the right magic podcast.
No, this is the right magic podcast. You need to grow a fucking backbone.
phone. You need to fucking
let him hang, baby.
Because yeah. I'm let waiting for the day that we get some motherfucker that goes, "Oh, you're a fucking racist, anti-Semite, fucking blah blah blah." I'll be going like, "Really?"
It's like, I got friends.
I love going to a Jewish deli. I like getting me something that's kosher.
Yeah.
That kosher food's legit.
Yeah.
And today, the motherfucker down the street from my house at that park was selling bean pies.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about that. Yeah.
And you know what? The first thing out of my mouth was, damn, I want some fucking fried chicken, some collard greens, and some goddamn fucking sweet potato pie right now.
No, we didn't do shit like on a Jay's place.
I like collard greens.
That was the first thing out of my mouth. I was like, holy shit, man. Some fat back and the goddamn collard greens. Oh.
Shit on a Jay's place.
Oh, that sounds lit.
No, man. No. No. Erebos knows, man. Fiends.
Yeah, Fiends was lit. Shit. That Fiends was lit.
The best soul food this town's ever fucking had.
You had to wait. You had to wait to get it, but once you got it, it was worth
waiting
it.
Waiting in line down the middle of Cottonwood Road. Oh, you didn't want to be in that motherfucker.
No, I don't even want to be in that motherfucker. Well, I'm black and I don't want
to
be in
it. When it got moved to Union?
Martin Luther, yeah.
Yeah, on Union. Yeah. I know it was doing Union for a while. That's when I went.
See, not for me, man.
That was
mine was
that brown house looking thing, huh?
It was kind of like a house, yeah.
Yeah, for me, it was in the middle of Cottonwood.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah, you were.
And I went. Me and my dad used to go down that motherfucker to go get lunch every day.
Yep.
Yeah, you were in Dahood.
Dahood.
All I know is I'm getting looked at. It's like, what the fuck you motherfuckers doing here? I'm going like, I'm getting food, motherfucker.
Bitch.
I want my cornbread pancakes.
They looked at you and said, it got bright up in here, goddamn it.
Hell, this guy's bold as shit.
I used to walk down that motherfucker with a shotgun underneath my jacket, so.
Oh, God.
You want the trench coat and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Bob.
It was Raiders trench coat.
Oh, there you go.
Of course it was. Of course it was.
Starter, baby.
Starter.
Back in the day, man, yeah, come on, man. NWA was just coming out. Shit.
I don't give a fuck.
And my Kinect was down there, and I had to pick up my fucking weed.
There you go. Good times.
Disclaimer, man. I don't smoke weed. I don't do it. And do not sell drugs, kid.
Not anymore.
Drugs are bad.
Take Adderall.
Take Adderall and drink Monsters.
Yeah, take Adderall and drink Monsters. Win a pro tour.
Win a pro tour.
So,
if someone goes, hey, snort some coke off my dick, say no.
Yeah, you don't know where that dick's been at. Yeah. Hey, take the coke.
Coke's fine.
The coke's fine. Yeah. You don't know where that dick's been.
All right, so the...
Jesus Christ.
The topic that we're going to be doing today is... this evening is...
is it evening anymore? Is it morning?
The EDH or Commander...
Anthology.
Just came out.
Yeah.
I liked it.
You liked it?
I fucking...
Brad picked it up, man.
Oh, sweet.
He picked it up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He got it early.
I hope Juice has it for cheaper than Pat.
Well, he said $120. Hopefully.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Dude,
that's...
I'll still fucking... I'd buy it for $140 as long as it's cheaper than fucking here.
What's it running for?
$164.95. It's MSRP.
It's MSRP. Oh,
okay. Which, okay, we're going to get on that. Do you think the MSRP, why do you think it's $164.95?
Why do I think so? I think because the level of the cards and the nature of what you're getting from the product can be justified for how much you're spending on it. The problem is there's so many people getting this product that if you just turn on the internet, you can easily find it for under MSRP.
Dude, I've seen it for $108.
Yeah, easy.
Is it random or is it all?
Like no, it's all set. It's all set.
Four pre-constructed decks. All right, so I'm gonna bring up some topics that we're gonna discuss on this thing. So this is the number one thing is you know. Why is it $164.95? Why can't it be $129.95?
It is $165 or whatever the fuck you're getting it for, because you're getting not the best decks from each one. I mean, that's gonna be
talked about later on. But you're getting Kalia.
Yeah, you're getting Kalia foil, which the only way to get her foil besides the oversized cards for each of these commanders, for Kalia at least, was Commander's Arsenal, which, as everyone, if you don't know, is $300-something.
Ooh,
or you can get it for like $200-something.
I found it for $209 on Amazon.
Like you can probably get cheaper and get lucky, but I mean, it's about $300.
Yeah. Roughly,
so you're getting that commander foil. And then the other three, Fraelis, the mono green one, you can only get her foil with her oversized card. So and she's the only one out of the Planeswalkers commanders that will be foil.
Yeah.
So there's that. Okay. And then you're getting Derevi, which is, as soon as he came out, like Bless you.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry about that.
Half a year later, he got banned as a commander.
Because he was busted.
Because he was busted. Because like, you pay for three, you pay him for three once, and then you pay him for four, and you never stop him from entering. Yeah. Like, he was
and
retarded.
He's back, huh?
Yeah, and then you get and you get him foil, and then of course you get probably the strongest deck out of the four, Marin of the Nel'toth clan, which is the green black.
That's
reanimator
right, rock.
Deck.
Yeah, rock. Get that crack rock, baby. Crack rock.
And you get her foil, which you can only get, you know, as said, with the oversized card. So you're getting all four of these commanders, each very powerful of their, you know, of their pre-constructed era, all foil, which you can't get anywhere else.
Oh, okay. So that's
along with
the...
Oh, wait. Did it come with, like, any special spin down?
Yeah, it comes with actually four of them.
Yeah, yeah, so Commander's Arsenal came down with the 99... Like,
well, it's a 100 card, a 100 life spin down.
Yeah, it's a 100 life spin down.
The difference between this one and the Commander's Arsenal is it's red.
Yeah,
it's where the life is.
Yeah, it's darker colored. It's easier to see where the life is. I got to actually play with them. I played Commander today with some new people, and so I got to hold them, and they stand up. So they don't roll like the Commander's Arsenal.
Nice.
So it actually holds place.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
And it's not very loose. It's not like tight. But it's loose enough to where
you can move it.
You can move it, but it'll hold position.
So you gotta look at it. So,
and that thing was like $25-$30 at a Commander's Arsenal.
Well, yeah, we're gonna get to that right now. What it is, we did the estimated EV value on this fucking box set. All right, Kalia's deck alone is $129.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, that's before foils. Okay, before foils. Soul Ring is fucking $3 out of this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, really? Okay.
And I have a playset of the Commander ones.
So, you look at it, and...
Bless you.
Thank you.
Orca Zuntide or whatever, whatever
you want to
call it.
Salute.
So, when you look at it, she's almost the fuck... Just put the... Okay. Let me see. I looked at the pricing for the foils. At one point, she was $45.
Yep.
Damn.
She's dropped down to 30 some odd.
Because there's two of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
Okay. She's probably going to bottom out about 25. Well, not really because.
No, I see her probably just 30 just because it's. Because
of the command.
She'll be the same price as her normal non foil.
Yeah.
For right now. For 6 months.
Yeah.
Because why? There's going to be infinite of these motherfuckers for the next 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
After 6 months. Supply and demand is going to start kicking in. Everyone's going to be wanting that shit.
That's going to go up.
Yeah.
Estimated value, there is over $512 worth of fucking value in the set. Those spin down life counters, if you count them anywhere from $10 to $30 a piece, you're looking at $40 to $120.
Yeah,
depending on where you're buying them.
Just for the fucking life counters.
Yeah. For the life counters.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're getting your money's worth.
Off of Kalia's deck... And the life counters?
That's Commander Anthology.
That's double.
Jesus.
What you have.
Wow.
So you're getting everything else for fucking free. Yeah. I've watched videos, people fucking blasting this shit. It should have been the first five fucking decks from Commander. It's like, if that's the case, it would have been a limited edition set. Should have made it all fucking foil to please these motherfuckers.
Because
I'm tired of assholes going, oh, I want them to bring all of them down. Mind sees. And I'm like, why?
Well, they're going to do it soon anyway.
Yeah, they're probably just going to do another
anthology set. For Christ's sake, it's a fucking anthology set. Why are they having to fucking bitch about the fact that it's four different decks from four different eras?
Everyone just wants the best deck, you know. Everyone wants Mind Seed because of Trune and Nemesis. Everyone wants Marin because it's just the strongest fucking deck. Everyone wants Derevi because it's a broken commander. And then instead of Freilis, you'd want Teferi since he's the most expensive of them. Like, you just want
they want infinite fucking money. You're already getting infinite money when you're buying this set.
Yes.
Five years from now, when this set is just like the Commander's Arsenal, not around, nobody fucking has it, have to buy fucking more. Three bills, maybe four.
Maybe,
We're looking at 5 years from here. So, I'm looking at, like, why are these people wanting a fucking bitch? I've never seen fucking EDH players fucking so fickle about a set coming out.
Yeah.
It's not even a real set. It's just a fucking extra product for Commander players.
Yeah. That's the thing. It doesn't even affect half of them because if you already own the cards, who cares?
Yeah.
I think a lot of the guys just want to complain because it's just the nature of playing Magic the Gathering, you just like to complain about everything.
Mm-hmm. They just want the decks with all the staples.
Yeah, they like, there's no way that's going to happen. Not if they want to continue making this product staples, in the future.
You buy a box of Modern Masters, you buy, 1, 2, and 3. You buy Eternal Masters. You buy the Iconic Masters when it comes out. And you buy one and, one Conspiracy 1 and 2, and there's your fucking staples.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, there you go.
Literally, there's your fucking staples.
Yeah, but see, that's what, six products, seven different boxes all together when this is just one.
Yeah, but yet they want all the fucking value in this one set. It's like, come on.
They're Commander players. I mean, their entire deck keeps value. We say this before in the previous podcast, and Modern, keeps its value unless your deck gets raped by the banner.
This product was brought out for the guys that want to pimp out their decks that they can't fucking get.
Yeah, I mean, when Commander's Arsenal came out, like, Fat Nasty got it off of you, and I was like, dude, I want Kalia. Like, how much? I'll pay you $40 for it. He was like, all right. Gave him $40 for Kalia. That was my Commander time, and I loved it. Yeah,
to me, hearing about the Commander thing as a new guy to it, it sounds like it's a perfect thing for someone to get into it.
It's a straight casual format.
Not so casual anymore. Fuck.
It's competitive. It has a competitive edge, but at the same time, it's only competitive if you want it to be competitive. Mm-hmm. If it's say you and Biffo and like two like Jared and two other dudes just want to play like a Wednesday night kitchen battle game, mm-hmm. and you guys just pour like $20 in your deck each, month.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be like, you don't have to pull like 20 on the card, just $20 in general, and just like do slow upgrades. Mm-hmm. Slowly but surely, when you start learning how the game is going, mm-hmm. and how you want this format to go for you, it can be pretty cool. And I think it won't put that much effort into, getting the lumps.
The value lumps for this is great, man.
Yeah.
So another thing that was brought up, the reason why they want fucking five, because that's the optimal gameplay, is a pod of five fucking players.
Fuck no, it isn't.
I've never played with five fucking players in a pod before.
I have. I played with six.
And
I
it's fucking five. Slow as shit.
It is slow as shit.
Four is truly optimal.
Yes.
Four is fucking fast enough, especially if you guys have, you guys that know the decks.
Hmm. Yeah.
Right?
It's
not even just that. Like, it's just the deck.
Unless
themselves.
You have someone that's dirtling and fucking has a straight fucking fog deck, and that's all they fucking fuck. I love you, Alan, but Jesus Christ, that deck fucking was annoying as shit.
It really
man.
Was fucking high of mine. But yeah, it's like anyone is saying that over four is optimal. You're full of shit. Like, that means that they literally. As Erebo stated before, you get together with a bunch of friends, with five of your friends. You play kitchen battle and not like an actual competitive format. Because I've played with five people with competitive decks, and it literally took us 30 minutes. But that was because one person got really pissed off at me, targeted me, and the other guy that was just left there comboed off and won.
Damn.
Because he was like, I'm stopping you. And the other guy was like, well, there's my opportunity to kill you guys. And we're just like, okay, cool.
Yeah. I just talking about that reminds me of the old days when we played 40K fucking 4-on-4.
Oh, it'd
be
man.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Jesus
dude.
Christ.
That sounds
yeah,
insane.
It was ridiculous.
When,
that's what it
sounds
like to me.
Yeah, dude,
exactly
at one point,
insane.
Yeah, this is off topic for fucking games wise, but we did a, Eye of Terror came out, we did a 10,000 point battle on each side.
God
no,
damn.
No, actually, it wasn't 10,000. It was 50,000 points.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, dude, it was 50,000 of an Imperial Guard versus 50,000 points worth of fucking
or
chaos.
Oh,
no,
chaos.
It was chaos. Jed brought down all of his chaos, and I brought all my freaking Imperial Guard.
Those are the time where you
that
just
was
say no.
3 8-foot fucking tables of miniatures.
Yeah. That game must have taken fucking like a whole day.
No, dude. Games
it,
like
it
that would
take
like four
fucking
days.
Hours for us to set up each side.
God damn.
Games
not
like that
worth.
Were ridiculous, man. I remember seeing going in there to the shop and go play a game, and you see that shit. You just turn around and walk out.
Yeah.
Go down to the bar instead.
4 hours of just drinking.
That's kind of one of the reasons why I quit 40K because of shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, you're back playing a better game, even though Magic sucks dick.
just standard sucks dick.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy it, man.
Too.
I actually kind of enjoy
it. I only played it tonight because I was bored.
Was it?
Yeah. I was hella
and what
bored.
Was your record?
2-2.
Who ended up winning?
Biffo won.
Biffo.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Red green beat down.
He got the second best hub.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't play. I watched the Cavs and Warriors game.
Oh, who won
that's
that one?
Right.
Cavs did.
Oh, shit.
Thank God.
Yeah, but you know who's going to win the series, man. It's all about KD.
KD's on a... As long as he doesn't bust the KD from Thunder, he should be good.
He's got backup this time.
Hey, all I know is fuck them LeBrons. Fuck those soldier fucking 12s that are coming out. Soldier. They look like shit. The new LeBrons look like shit, but the new KDs, though, man. Ooh. They got those pure platinums coming out.
Oh yeah.
No, don't remind me.
Yeah, we went to Foot Locker, man. They got all the shit
there, man. They had
the reverse motorsports, normal.
They had the shatter backboard.
Yeah, they had the reverse shadow backboard still in there. They had fucking the Pantone pack 6s. Yes,
they had the reverse royal blue, I think, also.
Yeah, the royals, yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's going to be good. Good times.
And now that I'm back where I'm at, I'm going to have new J's.
There you go.
Let me buy those black and gold ones for you.
Oh, there we go.
J's on my feet.
J's on my
feet. You got some cash on you?
I always got cash on me. What the fuck are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Hey. You give me those white yin yangs.
All right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Airbus, you need to go pick them up, man. They're only $88.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I got
for Jordan ones.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's sweet.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's cheap. All right.
Well, they're on sale at Sheik right now.
Yeah.
Oh. God, I'm giving a shameless plug to fucking
shop. It's not even they're on sale. It's like Sheik's like, we have sale, and then we have a sale on sale. So whatever the price is.
Yeah, so it's $109, and then another 25% off of that comes out to like $86 some change.
Oh, shit.
It's wow. Like, now I'm looking at it going like, man, I don't get paid till Friday, motherfucker.
Put them on layaway? Can I get them on layaway right now?
Yeah, layaway.
Walmart layaway,
yeah.
I don't know. We're not at Walmart, man. I'm not going to get those Shacknosis fucking.
What? You're not rolling back prices?
No, you're not rolling back prices.
Yeah, we talked about fake cars, man. We're talking about fake fours now?
No.
It's just a fake Yeezys, bro.
J's on my feet.
I was tripping when I went to Walmart. I saw N1s there.
Back in 2001,
N1s
were fucking legit, dude. They're still out there. People still rocking the N1s, man.
I work in the shoe department at Sears, man. And we sell Fila.
But they still got Fila out there.
And one. Yeah. And Shaq's.
You know what, man? I remember when the Grand Hills were the shit back then.
Oh.
When the Grand Hills came out, man.
They're still good, though.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Crazy 8s from Reebok.
Yeah. So I used to have the Dennis Rodmans from N1.
Oof.
That's what I had. Oh, no, they were Converse. Converse was Dennis Rodmans. Damn.
See, I like the weapons for Converse, man. The weapons
I like the weapons for Converse.
Well, I know. You got some from
them. I know. Yeah. I do. Fucking good.
All right, so let's go back on with the Commander anthology issue. We just get on shoes. Our other passion.
Players wanted more value, right? There you go. Shoe game strong.
Hey, man, if you want your game to play, if you want to play fucking optimal, you got to have the right gear.
You got to get the KD.
You got to have them fresh-ass fucking shoes. You got to have a nice new do. Speaking of which, you need to fucking get your shit cut.
Yeah, dude.
Look at him, man. He's all fucking.
You want to talk, bitch? You couldn't even fucking style your beard correctly. You don't fuck up on his shit.
Hey, that's the reason why I got a goatee now. So fuck
it. Yeah, that's right. So, about so back to EDH again. You guys are just anthologies. So you're saying, so goodbye, no bye. Okay, bye.
I think it's a goodbye.
Sounds like a goodbye to me.
Look, man, for a new player that's going to be playing EDH, man, that doesn't have anything.
Sounds like a goodbye.
If he buys fucking, if he goes and wants and goes, oh, look, Atraxa, $100.
Yeah.
Put $60-some-odd with it more, man. Just get fucking four decks.
Pretty much.
It has a badass display box. It's fucking foil when you open it up. It's got the little small boxes that come with the fucking decks.
It gives you sweet fucking boxes.
Those boxes. Yeah. Whole really double nice. Sleeve fucking decks. Yeah, actually, they can do triple sleeve.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard, yeah.
Wow.
Like when you get them, if you single sleeve them and you have your tokens in them, you have space. And if you double sleeve them, it doesn't really fit the tokens, but it fits the whole deck like comfortably.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then like you, if you triple sleeve it, you can, but I probably wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a nice set to me just by looking at it, what I've seen. Pictures of it and people opening up the boxes on the internet.
It's a fucking I can't say much, man. Yeah, okay, it might sound like I'm shilling for fucking Watsy or whatnot. I don't like the price on it.
Hey, Watsy needs a good advertisement team. I'm just saying.
There's plenty of them on fucking YouTube, man.
Yeah.
There's plenty of them on fucking YouTube,
that's
man.
What I'm
Jock hugging the shit out of fucking Watsy.
Like Watsy got their advertising team and it's not shit. Then look at YouTube, it's like you beat WotC like 9 times out of 10.
And some of these guys have fucking podcasts too. True. They can eat a dick.
True. What does it say about us?
Look, we're eating a dick too, fuck. According to Bob, we're eating.
Look, weenie. I'm an average player. I'm the fucking guy that's going to go out and spend the money on this shit. True. Okay, this is who they fucking target is me.
The average man. Yeah.
Okay.
The average man.
You look at it.
The average Joe.
You look at these guys on the fucking other things. They're making fucking $10,000 on their fucking damn Patreon. They're fucking getting all this shit. They're fucking so far away from the fucking average players, they don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't. Dude, if I was getting $10,000 for Patreon, oh my God. Either,
you know how much fucking shit I would be giving away to motherfucking people?
Like, $10,000 on Patreon, like, this production would be legit. Like, I wouldn't just fuck off and be like, I'm making $10,000. Fuck you guys, dude. I'd be like, all right, we got this giveaway going on, survival of the fittest.
Yeah. We're going to give out this sneaking show deck.
It's like, you know what? Oh, you know what? Shit. I happen to come across an Imperial Seal who wants it.
Oh, shit.
You better fucking.
Yeah,
you
first
better
one to fucking take a picture of Toe Jam and post it on fucking Instagram. Hashtag Toe Jam sucks.
First person to post a picture of them shoving their own toe up their ass.
But no, man, I'm not going to shill for fucking WotC, but I look at it like this. The set is nice. I like it. I like the way it looks. I like the way it fucking plays because, dude, you're getting one deck from the last 4 fucking years.
Yeah.
Now, I will admit I did play three of the 4 decks in a pod today, and I have to say that Marin is by far the strongest deck in that set. So if you play all 4 pre-constructed, like just potted, whoever has a Marin deck has a significant advantage.
A little bit. The deck is pretty stupid, yes.
Like Kalia was
Yeah, so guys, get a 4 sided dice, roll the dice to see who gets what.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the way I look at it. If you're going to, you're going to go kitchen table, let's fucking play this game, man.
Yeah.
Bring out the box, pop it on the fucking table, roll your dice, see who gets what, and do the drinking and drafting, and have fun while doing it.
Yeah, because some of those decks were just, they were so, like, Freylis was so underpowered, like, it just didn't do anything.
No, man, for an elf ball deck, man, you need a lot more cards. You need Gaze Cradle. You need all the rest of the shit that goes in there.
I mean, it came with a lot of, like,
it comes with staples, ones. Man. I mean, it's like 60% of the deck is there for elf ball. It's still missing that 40%.
Yeah, but that 40% is, like, 40% is literally Gaze Cradle.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, every single one of those decks, you can dump extra money into it. Okay,
always.
Kalia, you could add another $50, $75 or $100, man. That fucking deck.
If you added $100 into each of those decks or whatever, like those decks would be fucking. They would,
ridiculous, insane. So, anything else? Any questions you got about EDH before we go?
No, I'm pretty square with it.
You good? Are you thinking about building an EDH deck?
You should.
Trying to stay away from it, but
eventually.
He just doesn't want to spend no damn money.
Well, here's the thing is, when you get tired of standard and you're like, I don't want to, I got to buy a brand new deck for standard.
Keep cycling.
You're going to be like, I'm going to play some EDH. Yeah.
That's the best thing, man. Everyone usually has an EDH deck. If you go, hey, who's got an EDH deck? Let's play.
Yeah. Well, shit, the other day I was, I had the day off, like on a random, like on a Wednesday or something. One of the local shops was doing a modern tournament.
Yeah.
And I went online real quick and I was like, well, I can use my standard deck on modern. Fuck it, let's go.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Seen guys go and smash tournaments because most of the modern tournaments at other gaming shops in this town usually suck because they're playing subpar, fucking not optimal.
Well, it's just that you have that one guy that's obviously going to win because you look at his deck and he's like, he's playing Grixis Death Shadow. And then the other guys are like, some
red deck wins. Yeah, red deck mono blue, some fucking form of mono blue.
Yeah.
Goblins. Slivers.
I built a theme and it's all Minotaurs.
I haven't seen the Minotaur guy yet. Not in the shop.
Yeah, I haven't seen Minotaur guy yet.
I thought about him for freaking EDH.
But
there's not a lot of Minotaurs out there that are actually worth it, man.
That's true. Because you'll be playing a lot of shapeshifters, and that doesn't count.
Well, it's like Minotaurs are like very within themselves. Like it's just like they only help themselves. Like and it's just them. If you have anything else, like it just doesn't do anything.
Yeah, true.
They're just so underpowered.
All right, new deck you're gonna be working on.
I haven't figured it out yet, but probably if the Commander 2017 product is true, which it seems like it is.
Fucking dragons.
Yeah, it'll be either be Dragon Tribal or depending on what we see down at Frankenstein's later on.
I'm going to start getting the staples I need for some moat.
Yeah, I think I might build Xur Cycle. Because I miss Ooh. Living in.
Yeah.
I miss it, living in a lot. And I was just like, I want to build living in just to have it. And I was like, what commander deck can I do with Cyclic? Oh, Xur can get Drakehaven? Astral Slide? The Whoa. Fuck is going on? Faith is a devoted? I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Why is this a thing?
Yeah. This is stupid.
And of course, Erebos, you're still playing what for your EDH?
EDH, I'm not really having.
Skittles.
ADH deck.
He's
I took it apart when Steven couldn't. He got tired of me playing. He got tired of me playing against it.
Oh, but he's cool. Just, you know, smash fucking Andrew Matthews with fucking.
Well, they moved. No, they got smart. They moved on to French commander.
Yeah,
and they haven't really looked back. So it's been French all day.
Nah, I can't.
We do play French when we just get bored. And it's like, hey,
can't.
Yeah. Let's just fucking play.
Can't 1v1.
Our decks are not optimal for fucking 1v1.
I will play Sol Ring on turn one if I have it. Fuck
yes,
you.
That's exactly how I feel. Yeah, so nah.
Nah, yeah, I can't. All
right.
Fuck French.
Oh, well, go check out our YouTube channel.
Tier 1 TCG.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Every day, press that button.
And
the button.
The button.
Stay tuned for the fucking giveaway.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
Yeah, we're announcing details.
We keep saying it's coming soon. And then one day it's going to drop. Yeah. And you're going to go, what?
You weren't
ready. And then it's going to be, you're going to miss it. And you're going to go, oh, shit. Didn't you guys have a giveaway?
I wasn't ready. You weren't. You're going to miss out on the giveaway.
No.
And you will be sad. Don't be sad. Be ready for the giveaway.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Arch Enemy comes out 2 weeks.
Yeah. 18th?
I've seen gameplay for it. Nicol Bolas is really overpowered.
That's good. They need to
be.
No, I mean, like when for Arch Enemy first came out, like, it was like they had a chance. Like, now, like, with just the Nicol Bolas Arch Enemy cards, like, I feel like he just doesn't lose.
I don't think he's supposed to.
Like,
I seriously don't think he's
supposed to.
Those cards
are like, oh, you have a board now?
That is to set the board for what's going on with fucking WotC's storyline.
Our devastation.
So, yes, you know, he's going to be a beast. He's going to go back to Dominaria, and I'm, oh my God.
Yes. He's
going to
be the God Pharaoh.
No, he's gonna. If it goes back to the main shard, ooh.
Oh yeah.
I just.
Wait a minute. You haven't seen it yet. You haven't seen Nicol Bolas yet.
Oh, I've seen Bolas.
Oh, you've seen the new drop one, but have you seen the original one they made for the Arch Enemy?
No.
No, it's just the Planeswalker one.
It's the older one they dropped.
Still annoying. You don't want it to come out.
Dude, the new one is a fucking beast.
Yeah, the new one's fucking insane. Awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's good.
And you can cheat that motherfucker in.
We don't speak about Marvel.
So much, man. Not just Marvel, man. You can make it fucking Marvel. Where, just like I said, what, last week's podcast, you can make it where it's two less colorless.
True.
Yeah.
So instead of 7, he's now a 5 drop.
That's
gross. Stuff.
And for his, oh, I'm just gonna mine a 7 this motherfucker and
win the game.
See, it's pretty dope. You'll see all the interactions and stuff with the next sets coming out really soon. Just playing with your friends, it's gonna be crazy.
I really hope our devastation like kind of like shakes up standard a little bit. Even though like I know we're losing Zendikar, which is a very
no,
good
you are not gonna lose it yet. Use it in the next
October,
set,
right? October,
yeah. Like September, end of September.
Yeah, okay. September.
It's coming fast. Yeah. So
well, either way, like hopefully our devastation isn't like Aether Vault where it didn't do anything, or like with Amonkhet, it didn't really add anything. Like we have a zombie deck, or whatever, but like it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But like once Zendikar does roll out, hopefully it's just like okay,
oh it will.
Amonkhet and
Amonkhet,
like these are the cards.
Zombies is gonna die after fucking rotation.
Yeah, because all the Innistrad cards, they're breaking the back, making everyone's backs gone. The king is 4-drop Gideon's gone. Like all these oppressive cards, Archangel Avacyn, Ishkana, all these cards that were just depressing people are gone. The problem is you'll get brand new cards to depress people because that's just the way they're designing the sets.
Nicol Bolas.
It says depressingmode.com.
Everyone's going to be playing Bowl of Fame.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Gonna the card's good. It's good.
So hopefully
you guys think
that
zombies will be gone after that? Or what?
They'll have some
well,
type
you gotta
of
look
like
at it. The main,
black,
main
white
fucking
zombie?
Card for fucking zombies is in Innistrad, so it's going to cycle out once fucking.
Yeah, Quip Breaker and Relentless Dead.
Relentless Dead.
Yeah, those guys are like strong to the core. They're not going to. Zombies are not going to be dead. They're just going to be a black white zombie.
They'll be weaker.
They'll be weaker. It'll definitely won't have the same power level.
Man, I'm hoping in an hour of devastation they bring out a white Anthem zombie.
Oh, maybe.
They might.
It's possible. Our devastation could definitely squeeze in a couple of zombies just to make it more overboard.
They'll just like have a white embalm card that like when you embalm it flips over.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, that'd be badass. That'd be
fun. Something stupid. Yeah. I don't know. Just something interesting. Like.
Yeah.
All right, so with that, go check out our YouTube. Wow, we already said that shit. And also, we're on SoundCloud, iTunes, RSS.
Where, all the social media.
Wherever
social
you can media. Cast.
Everything.
Where the cast is, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave us messages, comment.
Gonna be
tell
there
us
like,
we
gonna be there
suck.
Like little Michael. Just look over your shoulder, hun.
There you go.
All right. This is Earl Grey.
This is Black Anthony.
This is Erebos.
I'd like to thank Danny for...
being here.
Showing up again.
Danny. Yeah.
We're going to kick him out the fucking door. I'm afraid he's going to steal me behind.
No, Jesus Christ. What are you still Freddy?
Hold on. That's you. I'm afraid he's going to fucking
I haven't
graffiti all over my wall.
I haven't stolen
tag
anything.
Tag all over.
Graham?
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 You're going to give me a teener?
Oh shit.
A key bomb.
What the fuck is going on?
All right. And we'll see you guys in the next podcast.
Later. To attack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack another pack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. I'm running out of cash. I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'm living large. Spend my food money on some magic cards.